I'm Mitch Wertlieb. This is VPR News. Earlier this month, no less an authority than Teen Vogue declared that Bernie Sanders is, quote, killing it with millennials. And polls have consistently shown him with a sizable lead over Hillary Clinton among younger Democrats. In Iowa, young caucus goers will be instrumental to a Sanders win in the nation's first presidential contest. VPR's Taylor Dobbs and Peter Hirschfeld visited the Hawkeye State to see why many young caucus goers are feeling the burn and why others are backing Clinton.
It's Thursday night in Iowa City, and Brothers Bar and Grill is busy with local college students who are here for an event dubbed Beers for Bernie. Right inside the entrance is a table stacked with all kinds of Bernie-branded campaign material. Grant Bender is a 21-year-old business major at the University of Iowa. During the school year, the 30,000 students here account for a third of Iowa City's population. Bender takes a seat at the long wooden bar and orders a $3 Miller Lite bottle. He just signed a pledge to caucus for Sanders on February 1st. Bender says Sanders' contempt for money in politics, his tirades against income inequality, and his vows to break up big banks have won him over.
And I just feel like it is kind of a rigged economy, and someone, most other politicians that are funded by super PACs or whatever other money interests they have, lobbyists that they deal with, I just feel like Bernie's the only one that sticks out and will maybe change politics as usual for the better.
Bender says the 74-year-old senator from Vermont has hit a chord with young voters in Iowa.
And there's plenty of evidence to support his view. Numerous polls have shown Sanders with double-digit leads in Iowa among voters 45 and younger. And according to the New York Times, of the 15,000 people that have put in at least one volunteer shift for Sanders in Iowa, nearly 60% are under 34. A few blocks away from the Sanders supporters at Brothers Bar and Grill, a crowd is filling a ballroom on the University of Iowa campus. Morgan Mitchell is from Clinton, Iowa, and Hillary Clinton is her candidate.
She's very for gender and women equality, and I'm down for that. And I really like that she's very open and willing to like see things from an open-minded view.
She doesn't necessarily think Sanders would set women back if he were president.
I just think Hillary has more of a focus on it, and I really enjoy that because although women technically have equal rights, we're viewed differently in society, and Bernie wants equal pay, but he's not really thinking about the women and children and families, you know.
Teen Vogue may say that Sanders is killing it with young voters, but the Clinton campaign has its own millennial star power. Like 23-year-old pop star Demi Lovato. Clinton will take the stage for just a few minutes tonight. But first, Lovato warms up the room with a few songs. The crowd, thick with college kids, eats it up. But savvy Iowans know the caucuses aren't won with star power alone.
Candidates need a strong ground game fueled by volunteers.
I am here to work for Bernie. That's why I took this year off.
Isabel Story grew up in Iowa City, and she's taking a break from Carleton College in Minnesota. She says two issues in particular drive her activism for Sanders.
Equal pay for women, paid maternity leave. As a young woman who's about to graduate and trying to figure out what she wants to do with her life, that's really resonates with me.
Ann Selzer is a public opinion researcher based in West Des Moines. She says Sanders is outpacing his Democratic rival among younger voters here, even in demographics where Clinton has shown particular strength.
Well, one thing we know is that Bernie Sanders does well with younger people. Hillary Clinton does better with women. And I was asked, well, which is the stronger influence on this? So we took a look at young women, older women, young men, older men. And it turns out that youth is the stronger pull. Hillary Clinton does not win with younger women. Bernie Sanders wins with younger women.
And that seems to hold true for Victoria Hansen.
Actually, my heart's been set on Bernie.
Hansen was at the Hillary Clinton rally in Iowa City. But a few days later, we saw her at a Sanders event in her hometown of Clinton, Iowa. She sat near the back of the crowded room with her infant on her lap. She likes Hillary Clinton's work for gender equality, but she thinks Sanders is good on that front, too. Plus, Sanders has other draws.
The free tuition. That is one of the main things. I ended up dropping out of school because I got pregnant. I did go for one semester of college. I only owe $2,000, but with what I want to do, I'd end up owing a lot more.
Hansen says she wants to become a social worker.
It's not fair to the people that want to get an education that they have to pay for it. That's like paying to get a job, to me.
Clinton has campaigned on her detailed policy proposals, including college tuition. But for Victoria Hansen, Clinton's celebrity appearance with Demi Lovato a few days ago wasn't enough.
I was a little disappointed, to be honest. Not in Demi, but in Hillary, for only being up there for about 10 minutes or so and not really addressing anything other than, hey, come caucus for me. That's really the only thing I heard her say.
Young Iowans like Hansen show up in the polls as leaning heavily to Sanders. But will that make the difference on caucus night? Pollster Ann Selzer says it depends on how the two campaigns respond. Selzer says Clinton needs to both win over more young women and make sure their older counterparts show up to caucus. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.
And I'm Taylor Dobbs.